Welcome to Sonata Secrets with Henrik Chilham, unlocking the world of classical music. This prelude by Rachmaninoff is a marvelous study on how to keep the music interesting and alive while preserving a core element, in this case a rhythm, constantly present through the whole piece. Perhaps the most famous composer in this technique is Beethoven, who built symphonies on short core motif, but Rachmaninoff does it in his own way. And we get the usual lovely pattern sequences that changes chromatically one note at a time. So the rhythm is the dotted triplet rhythm. Bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum. And he also uses it in the famous B minor prelude, opus 32, number 10, The Return. But there it's in a slower setting. Here we have it in Allegretto, so a little bit lighter, but still quite introverted and melancholic. And here it's also always presented with a kind of neighbor note motion, so in the beginning. So that's like the core motif that runs through the whole piece. It starts quite calm, but then picks up more and more energy the further the piece goes. So the theme is just four of these rhythms after each other. Going between the neighbor notes. And we have tenuto markings on the first note, so it's really like heavy sighs all the time. And also the harmony supports this, it's diminished, chromatic. We actually have here an F major with a sus at the same time. Or like the right hand has a B minor suspension to F, but the left hand has the A. It's kind of ugly, but it's the point of tension and then resolution. Then there's kind of an echo with a lower register. Then we get the second round of the theme. Now it expands a little bit, it's reaching higher. But it ends in the same way, and the echo. And now we get a little bit more point of rest with bigger chords. This is an E flat minor 6. Really melancholic. And all the time this kind of echoes in different registers. It's D flat major 7, super lovely. Lush. And now more movement again. We're going back to where we started with a lot of chromatic. So here we have G in the bass, we're going to C actually. It's C major, but then immediately continuing C7 to F, so C dominant to F. So generally the harmony in the theme, we cannot never reach B flat minor as a proper tonic in this section. We always get stuck on the dominant. Rachmaninoff stays in the dominant to have this kind of a state of restlessness all the time. And then we, in the end, it's going to resolve to B flat minor. So here we're back with F major now, and we go with a theme for the second round. So it's the same melody on the top, but there are small fine variations in the details in the harmony here. So the first time the left hand The left hand is the one that differs. The right hand has the same, but the left hand, the first time is... So we're going with the F major and then change these kind of one note at a time. The second time, the second round here, it's always B flat on the top and then resolving on the weak third, eighth notes. So that means when we had the sus chord on top of the major chord, now it's a suspension more like a tonal properly way. So all of it. This is kind of a B major, B flat minor, with the C in the bass. Second time. Now we get new of these rest chords. They're a little bit darker. But then we're going back with a thick chromaticism. But now we're going straight to F major. The way this is so typical Rachmaninoff, he writes un poco più mosso for just half of a bar and then ritardando. This kind of, it's passionate, very close to the emotions. You have to get it out quickly. Now we get the second section of the piece. It's kind of a developmental. Rachmaninoff throws in some new ideas and it's in a way more straightforward sequences of shorter material. So if we look at the left hand, has the motif rhythm just repeated on F. While the voice underneath goes down, it's just beautiful, just the left hand. But then the right hand has some kind of a glitter on top. Really tender and makes it really beautiful, this piece. Then there's some chromatic scale here. And now for the second round we get a different kind of sequence. Now, the right hand starts in the same place. Well, the lower part moves up, but it starts on the same note, and then an answer. Starts more on one place, and the left hand motif starts to move. It's been on the F the whole time, and now it starts to move up. Start over again. And some foreshortening in the end here, repeating a smaller part of it. And underneath all the whole section we have poco poco accelerando, so some kind of force underneath pushing it forward in tempo and crescendo for the second part. It's really tender still, but something is growing underneath. And we end up on an F major, and now we get some Rachmaninoff fireworks, kind of lightning going on here, and now we get some very disparate harmonic chord shifts. We go from F major, and then to D flat 7, to B flat 7, to G flat minor, to F. This is some kind of romantic progression. Keep the A or the B double flat to F, the next chord is the A. So and now we get yet another kind of sequence. Now the bass has an F as a pedal point, and the middle voices move here, and the top, and here in the middle, and then so. Then we get these chromatic kind of disruptive things again, and now kind of just write veloce, fast, to get this kind of a cadenza that's just flaring out of all this chaos. It finally calms down when we reach the low register. And this is again an F7, and now it's kind of a transition back to a recap of the main theme. Now it's meno mosso to get some time to take this in. It's the motif but prolonged. Now we get this really nice kind of meandering in the left hand. It slowly finds its way up to A. And this is, so kind of a recap, we get the same theme in the right hand. But there's a variation in texture, we get a kind of a march. It's the same rhythm but now with air in it, and the tempo is faster, allegro moderato, so it sounds like this. And we get one bar to set the marching rhythm in place. So the 16th notes, it's a rhythmic mechanism here, it's called a hemiola. So the tempo is on quarter notes, or dotted quarter notes, four beats in a bar. For the left hand, but the right hand, for the two last beats, it's like a big triplet. So that's a hemiola when you have a big triplet over two beats, and it's really cool effect when you have these two kind of rhythmic things superimposed on each other. Now it's this accelerando again, it's like it's increasing energy but losing some force. It gets lighter and lighter but more moving. Here we get a super nice circle of fifth progression kind of hidden in between. Go from F minor to B flat 7 to E flat minor 7 to A flat 7 to D flat, and then some chromatic left. Sounds like this together. In the end, this is the last page now, allegro scherzando. Now we're really getting the energy, and it gets more chaotic, and we just get these disparate bursts of energy in the different registers in the end here after this chromatic ascent. Finally, some kind of consolidation with this heavy fifth with F, so still on the dominant but very scarce notes in the right hand. It's like, don't really know where we're gonna go with the music. It's just keep repeating the same thing for the whole piece. And finally, it kind of comes to terms with the tragedy. Perdendo is dying out, and we finally get the B-flat minor, and it ends in a kind of resignation of the fate here. Thanks for watching Sonata Secrets. The Patreon shoutout goes to Margie, N. Ladas, and F. Eriksson.